your pencils and a fresh sheet of parchment, for Tinker Class is about to begin.
Welcome back to Tinker Class, our crash course in Science Fun 101 for the science seekers and inventoritos of tomorrow.
And what a week of thinking and tinkering we've had. We've explored, we've designed, created, evaluated, and now it's time to share and reflect.
Yesterday, we asked you to share your project with us, and here's what you had to say.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Tinker Class. At the beep, leave us a short message telling us all about your project.
I'm Luke, and I'm from California. My creature was the water bat. It eats shrimp and salmon eggs. Its predators are every shark except the bull shark and lobster. It looks like a small blue fruit bat. And the habitat I made is in a measuring cup filled with water, and then I put rocks in a circle going up to act like a crevice. It lives in crevices and corals, so I thought a crevice in a rock would do just fine. I also put a paper shrimp in there just for it to pretend to eat, and a bull shark and a no shark sign, and a no lobster sign. How to make it bigger in the future is to maybe put it in a salad bowl and have a bit much bigger crevice. That was my Tinker Class. Bye!
Hi, my name is Aiden. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, and my animal is a party lizard. It's a lizard with a party hat, and it's a little cute.
Hi, my name is Wesley Ann. I live in Montgomery, Alabama. My Tinker Class project was a habitat for the kitty corn. It's a cat with the mane, tail, and horn of a unicorn. In my habitat, I made rooms for my kitty corn and a backyard.
Hello, Mindy and Guy. My name is Thomas, and I live in Battle Bay, Australia, and I've made a whale dillard. Its head is a humpback whale, but with teeth. Its body is a crocodile, and the bum is a bird's tail. This animal lives in rivers and rainforests, also living away from danger in a cave, with a nest, feeding on fish and grass, and drinking from a pond. Say hello to Reginald. Grandma G-Force.
Well, buongiorno.
And
Bye. Hi, Mindy. Hey, Guy Raz. I'm Zoe from Arlington, Texas, and I made an animal habitat called the Dolman. It's one of the most legendary secret animals. It eats a sweet-ish sour fruit called a jalap, and the Dolman had many features: wolf ears, 10 legs, 14 wings, 2 sharp teeth, and a super long tail. The Dolman live in sea caves, and you never see them because it hides. And its predator is the panton. I grabbed a cardboard box, and I used hot glue, and I glued down rocks for a little detail. The hot glue made it look like cobwebs. Its water comes from a hole in the cave, which drips down into like a little bowl-shaped thing that's kind of like a whole pond. That's where the Dolman drinks water, so it doesn't have trouble with its predator. And also, I love your show. Bye.
End of messages.
Wow, thank you all for tinkering with us.
We're going to end this third week of Tinker Class by reflecting on what we discovered and learned.
For example, where in the world would this creature live in real life?
And is there a real creature or animal that could survive in the habitat you created?
And how is that animal different from your imaginary creature?
Finally, reflect on your own habitat and how your home within it provides what you need to grow and thrive.
And meet us back here on Monday for a whole new week of Tinker Class.
Tinker Class is brought to you with help from our steammates, Chrissy Brownson and Heather Whitus, and produced by Jed Anderson. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
And grown-ups, if you'd like a printable to go along with these free daily project prompts, visit tinkercast.com/membership to find out more.
All month long, for every family who becomes part of the World Organization of Wowzers, we'll donate 2 teacher memberships to Title I school teachers via First Book.
WOW teachers will have access to ready-to-go presentations of Tinker Class's weekly projects that they can then share with their whole class. Grown-ups, for more, visit tinkercast.com/membership.
Thanks for tinkering with us. Now go forth and keep on wowing.